Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now from Fredericksburg.today online news, Susan Larson.
It's Ted Schubel here. We thank Susan Larson for her hosting the show for really since about the middle of February. Did a fine job. We are going to talk this morning about a program that will take place this weekend in Spotsylvania. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office having a program to honor the Wounded Warriors. It'll be this Saturday at the Town Center, and that is our main focus this morning. Major Don Thotis here, First Sergeant Sean Jones here. Good morning. Good to have both of you here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Don, your first time here. Just a little bit of, since this is the first time we've had you here, you've been with the Sheriff's Office and in law enforcement for a few years.
Yeah, 28 years.
28 years. How long in Spotsylvania?
I came out in 96 with Ron Knight.
Okay. So you've seen the changes in Spotsylvania, and I know this is a program, and we're gonna get into this morning, that you have really worked at and been coordinating this for Wounded Warriors. But before we get there, for Sergeant Sean Jones, you've got an event today, and then next weekend there's an event. Talk about what's going on today. There will be pinwheels in Spotsylvania.
That's right, Ted. Today is actually the month of April. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month, and today we're going to do a little ceremony for Child Abuse Prevention Month to bring awareness and education and prevention about child abuse. We have a dedication of our pinwheel garden going on this afternoon at 1:30 in front of the Public Safety Building. And the pinwheel is actually the national symbol for child abuse prevention. So that's going on this afternoon.
You've done this before, and the pinwheels are really it's really a visual of a big problem.
It's a visual of a big problem that's going on in our community. Every day we see reports of kids being abused, and our goal is to bring awareness and try to prevent a child being abused. Children are our future. Okay, we got to do what we got to do to protect our schools. It's not just the sheriff's office, it's a partnership. It's a partnership with our fire and rescue community. It's a partnership with our schools. It's a partnership with just about everybody in the community. If they see something that's not right or seeing a child being abused, they need to let the sheriff's office know so we can take their appropriate actions. But there's a lot of kids being abused out there, and we're trying to bring prevention and education on what to report if you see something suspicious.
And I guess that's the key, because there have been some cases in this area recently, and it happens all the time, unfortunately.
That's correct. It's unfortunately it's happening, but we're trying to put things in place so we can do what we got to do to protect our children. We have a outstanding team of detectives, a child victims unit that makes sure that these kids are not taken advantage of, and you know, making sure the person that's doing what they're doing to these children are held accountable for their actions.
What do you recommend to people? Because you mentioned a minute ago just about having the tools and knowing when there's something. If you suspect something, is it a good idea to call?
If you suspect something's going on, it doesn't hurt to make that phone call. It doesn't hurt to make the phone call so that we can take a look at to see what's going on. You never know, that one phone call can save a child's life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, in all these cases, when the story comes out, and unfortunately, we've had some horrific stories in this area, and a lot of times you talk to neighbors and family, and their first reaction always is, well, we didn't see anything going on.
That's correct, but that's the reaction of neighbors, but a lot of times there are something that's going on. And a lot of times, you know, we got to thank our teachers and our folks in our schools, because they are the ones that are bringing a lot of this to our attention.
The pinwheel garden will be done, like you said, at 1:30 today. If a person can't make it out there today, it will be there for the rest of the month.
It will be there for the rest of the month and a little bit after. It's going to be a good event today. We have someone coming out singing a song. It's everybody. We're trying to bring the community together and all the community partners together to show that we're united to fight child abuse.
Next weekend is Arrive Alive. You did this a year ago at Walmart. in South Point, and a really unique opportunity for parents to show their kids some things.
That's correct. Next Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be at the Walmart South Point. In reference to our Arrive Alive tour, it's an opportunity for parents and kids to see the dangers of texting and driving and also drinking and driving. We have a simulator that's going to be coming in that's an actual vehicle that we have set up with a computer monitors on the outside so folks can see what's going on. But it gives the kids the opportunity to see the dangers of texting and driving. From there, we move on to our next location. At the event where we have our Fatal Vision goggles, where we have an obstacle course set up where kids will drive a golf cart and they see the eyes of a drunk driver right there. Our whole idea of the event is to help save the lives of kids and show them the dangers of texting and driving and also drinking and driving. It's a very, very big event. It's very expensive to get out here, but we have a lot of good community partners that are helping us out to provide this to our citizens. Verizon is one of our biggest sponsors this year. Also, Ultimate, GMC, Buick, and Pontiac, and Subaru has jumped on board to help sponsor their event. So it's going to be a very good time, but it's all about bringing awareness. Sheriff Harris is very big on bringing awareness. If we can educate, we can prevent someone from being a victim, and that's what he's all about.
We all think, well, I can look down for just a second and text.
It takes that 1 second. Mm-hmm. That 1 second. You know, this month is also Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so there's a lot of different things that are going on this month. Our school resource officers were out at Cortland High School yesterday making sure kids were wearing their seatbelts properly, and basically, you know, getting home safely, getting to and from school safely. You know, this also is the time of the year for prom season. So we want everyone to have a happy, safe prom. And that's why we do some of these events that we do.
I remember at Arrive Alive last year, one of the things I'll never forget was the rescue squad was here, and they were putting some kids, laying them down and strapping them on the board and talking to them about, you know, you're going through this situation and you're badly injured, and you find out that your buddy has now died. And that really gets kids, anybody's attention.
It gets the attention of kids. It also gets the attention of parents. Parents need to sit down and have these talks with the kids. Let them know the dangers. I mean, you know, kids are inexperienced, texting and driving, drinking and driving. There's other things that are out there that can cause a person to have an accident. One of the biggest causes of accidents are people eating. People eating.
Also, you don't think of that.
You don't think about it, but people eating, dropping food on your lap or something, or a hot cup of coffee spills on you, you can have an accident. You know, we encourage kids, you know, leave on time for school so you're not speeding to get to school. Yep. You know, these are things that parents need to sit down and talk to the kids about. You know, another thing we see is I've seen all kinds of different things with distracted driving, but you've seen people actually shaving and trying to drive at the same time, or applying their makeup and trying, yep, to drive at the same time. So there's a lot of different things that are out there. But like I said before, it's all about education and prevention, hopefully to save a life.
Kids think they're indestructible.
That's correct.
That is Arrive Alive. It is the next Saturday and Sunday at South Point Walmart, and put on by the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. And again, Child Abuse Awareness Month, the Pinwheel Garden at the Public Safety Building in Spotsylvania, 1:30 today. The benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia this Saturday, 11:30 to 4, is the formal program. But Don, you were telling me before that you've got things going on all morning long at the town center.
We do, actually. The outside portion of it, we're going to kind of kick it off around 9 a.m. We're going to have motorcycle demonstrations with an assortment in when I say of military-type vehicles. We've got everything from MRAPs to antique World War II Jeeps, Vietnam-era Jeeps, modern-day Humvees. Hopefully, if the weather cooperates, Ted, we're going to have two helicopters out there.
This is a great. There's so many veterans now. The wars have just kind of run into each other. And unfortunately, it wasn't too long ago that Wounded Warriors you looked upon as older people. But sure, now it spans all ages.
It does. It does. And even with our department, it's, you know, 200 man, 72 veterans within our agency.
Really? In the Spotsylvania, yeah, Sheriff's Office?
Absolutely. And we've got Purple Heart recipients there also. So there's really, it's everybody, not one person I could even think of has not been affected by this,
yeah,
14 years of being at war. But you're right. It was associated with you know, your grandfather and stuff like that. Now it's not. I mean, it's across the board.
Well, I was going to ask you what led to this, but one of the things that had to play in it, the fact that you've got 72 veterans.
We do.
That's a good amount, like you say, in a department the size of Spotsylvania.
And I'll tell you that, even the sheriff, you know, both his sons served. One of them was wounded, obviously. And so it does, in a cross-section. And my son, he's currently serving in Afghanistan. And so everybody's affected by it.
So something like this comes close to
it
you.
It does, very close to home.
And it's a good chance to come out and meet some of these people, to see some of the things. It's a real unique opportunity in one area to see a lot of things that are focused on the military on Saturday.
It is, and I tell you, it's heart-wrenching. People have the opportunity. We're going to have four of our beloved wounded warriors up on stage opening ceremonies. And their stories are heart-wrenching. We're going to have one of the vets was wounded in 1969, was shot down in a helicopter. The helicopter crashed and killed everybody on board. He was the only survivor. But it's just heart-wrenching when you hear their stories. And it's not so much survivorship and combat, Ted. It's coming home and surviving here back in the States and their families. And that is another big part of this program with the Virginia Wounded Warriors. It's not always what happens on the battlefield. It's when they come home, the resources that this program affords our soldiers and their families. So that's the important thing about this program. In Virginia, we're very unique. This program, it's actually the legislators here in Virginia decided this is important. And this foundation was set up, and I mean, it's very unique.
All proceeds from what's raised on Saturday will go to the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. So there will be things, I guess, booths, and there will be vendors there where people can see some things and even make donations.
Absolutely. We're going to have our donation center. One of the things that the Sheriff Harris, back many, many months ago, we sat down, he wanted to have something that symbolized what we were trying to do. And currently, right now, inside the Spotsylvania Town Center, there's a vehicle that was seized. It's a van, and we wrapped it. And, I mean, it's really unique, and that's going to be kind of the center focal point of our donation center right in there, right mall center.
Canine for Warriors is one of the sponsors and one of the going to be involved on Saturday. When we come back, Jason Haig from Canines for Warriors will join us. Major Don Thotis for Sergeant Sean Jones here. Benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. It's this Saturday at the Spotsylvania Town Center. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
So we're doing a great job so far. We're loving it.
As far as the training goes, how long does it take to get a dog trained how you need it?
Anywhere between 3 to 9 months. So it's kind of a lengthy process, but we're doing a great job so far. And it's about 260 hours once we get that veteran down there to our program. And once that's done, they have that dog for life. And like I said, we have 100% success rate once that dog gets in the hand of the veteran.
Don, I guess this is an example we were just talking about bringing some of these groups forward and showing the public what's available.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're proud and honored to have Jason part of this and Canine for Warriors part of this.
Jason, how long? What got you involved with Canines for Warriors?
Well, unfortunately, I was at the end of my rope, and I kind of was at my last straw. I tried pretty much everything that we could do. For me, as far as recovery is concerned, and my wife basically told me, you got one more shot, and that's how I kind of found Canines for Warriors. So I really just, needed one more thing to do it, and that's what I found, Canines for Warriors.
If someone's interested in what you do, how can they get involved and find out more, or and maybe either help you financially, or maybe they need the help of Canines for Warriors?
Well, and that's kind of where Don and the Sheriff's Department can come in. On April 24th, they can come out to the Wounded Warrior Day there at the Spotsylvania Mall. Canines for Warriors will have a table out there, and they can come talk to me and Axel. We'll have applications out there. We can help them fill that out. Or you can go to our website, caninesforwarriors.org, grab an application off of there. And you can also donate on that website as well. And, you know, at any point in time, you guys can check out my website and ask me questions at any point in time, and I'll help you answer anything you got to help them get any of the information that you need to get help, because that's what it's all about, one veteran at a time, and get them what they need.
And I guess, unfortunately, things are the demand of what you do, it continues to increase.
Yeah, it's 184 cases of PTSD every day that are diagnosed. So.
Wow, I know you're getting ready to fly off, and so we appreciate your time. Anything more that you want to let us know about, or Don, did you have anything you wanted to ask Jason?
No, I look forward to being with Jason on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, and we look forward to it as well, and that's where I'm going right now. I'm going out to California to spread the word and get this invaluable information out to it. So I really appreciate your guys' time and look forward to Saturday. Thanks a lot, guys.
We look forward to seeing you and to meeting you, Jason. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. You take it easy. Look forward to it Saturday.
All right.
Jason Haig is Canines for Warriors. We thank him for his time this morning as he was sitting on the runway getting ready to go off to California. Boy, but Don, you think of what he does in a lot of the other vendors that you're going to have there this weekend, and I knew very little about Canines for Warriors until the last few days, and looking up some of these people with him and others that you've got coming in. There's a lot out there that a lot of us can't keep up with or know about.
Right, and there's just a vast variety of services that are available for the vets and their spouses and their families. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring more awareness, not only, you know, as far as the financial end of it to help, but just the support through all these different services. Can't remember, 5,200 dead, 64,000 actually horribly wounded, 300,000 with traumatic brain injuries, and like Jason talked about, over 400,000 with PTSD. I mean, it's staggering. And that doesn't even include the families. So that's why this is very important.
Now, in all these cases, obviously, this comes out of the blue. You're not expecting this kind of thing, and all of a sudden, you get a call, and it changes your life.
It does. It does.
So. And in so many cases, people don't know. There aren't the resources there, or you may not know about some of these groups. And to have a heads up and to know what's out there helps.
Yeah, it does. And again, that's why, you know, that the sheriff sat down many, many months ago and decided this is very, very important, you know, not only for our nation, but for our community here in Spotsylvania. And we found out early on, Ted, that the Fredericksburg area is the fastest growing veteran community. So it's very important.
Yeah, you think about it that there are a lot of options here, and we're close to some areas where people can get some help.
Absolutely.
But in often cases, not all the help they need.
No.
And it's like the Canines for Warriors that it can come in and fill a gap.
Right.
Sean, you do so much in the community with so many community events. This is kind of an area a lot of times where, unfortunately, wounded warriors are forgotten.
That's correct. You know, we do a lot of different community events, but this one is one of the ones that means a lot because it's an opportunity for us to give back to those who gave so much for us. There's, like we said earlier, there's going to be a lot of different vendors out there that's going to be there to help these guys, help provide support for the families, the wives, and the children, because they're the ones that make sacrifices as well. I had the opportunity to meet one of their wounded vets last week, and a lot of times these guys are not looking for a handout, mm-hmm. but he's looking for a hand up to get them back on point to where they need to be.
And we talk about how it happens. I know in my case, the brother of someone I went to school with years and years ago, he lost both his legs over in Afghanistan. And all of a sudden, you're dealing with, you know, where do you go for help? And what do you do the rest of your life?
You do. And I tell you, one of the things, Ted, that a lot of the vets that we've talked to, it's not so much their physical injuries. It's when they come home. They're unemployed. They're disabled. And they're like, what do I do? I got family support. And so it's the emotional part of it, and it's not so much the physical part that they're dealing with.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, a lot of people, you don't, those of us who see them, we don't know how to react.
Right.
You know, do they, you know, how do I react? And so sometimes you'll draw away, and you hear of whether it's unemployment or just depression comes in, and there are a lot of issues here that as a country we can't ignore.
Right, and I think Sean said it best. It's not that they want to hand out; they want to hand up. I mean, that's what they're looking for. It's just someone to sit down and be able to communicate and talk. And the difference is, years ago, a lot of the veterans didn't want to share their stories, didn't want to talk about it because the nation wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
People want to talk now, and they want to share it, but you have to ask. And that's the biggest thing right now.
It's the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. It's Saturday. The program, there's the official program starts at 11:30, right?
Yes, they're opening ceremonies.
Those are the opening ceremonies. They'll go to 4, but around 9 or so, you can show up at the town center, and you're going to see the vendors. You're going to see equipment. It's a great chance to bring the kids out, but it's also just a learning experience for anyone of any age.
Right, right.
And it's a chance to provide some funding for these organizations that are reaching out and helping wounded warriors.
Right, and we don't want to forget that. I mean, that's what it is. It's to raise as much awareness, but also it is about the funds to try to raise some money for the foundation.
And I can't imagine that it was tough getting a lot of these groups to want to come to an event like this where they can sit out there and really educate all of us.
Absolutely. And that was the other part. It's been overwhelming. It started off just a few thoughts on paper, and now the phones are ringing off the hook. So,
Major Don Thode is here for Sergeant Sean Jones. It's the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is sponsoring this event. Saturday, the official opening program is at 11:30. The event itself goes till 4, but if you're there 9 o'clock or so, you can walk around the town center and see what's going on. And looking at the weather, we're hoping for good weather because a lot of this this will be outside. We'll get into some of the things that are going to be involved and things that you can see and even what some of the opening program involves when we come back. We also will be joined by Ben Shaw, the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now from Fredericksburg.today online news, Susan Larson.
It's Ted Schubel. We thank Susan Larson for all her help with this show the past month and a half. It is the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. Our focus this morning, it's this Saturday, 11:30 to 4 at the Spotsylvania Town Center. 11:30 is when the program, the opening ceremonies, but around 9 o'clock is when you can show up. Major Don Thode is here for Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. In just a second, we're going to introduce you to Ben Shaw, the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. Before we get to Ben, either Don or Sean, to pull something like this off, you've got to have a lot of people who help you finance and make this happen.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work within the sheriff's office, and it's also a lot of work with some of our business partners. You know, we got to thank Mandy and Luke from the Spotsylvania Town Center. They work at the main office there. They've been a lot of help with us in planning this event. We also got to thank the Cafaro Foundation for helping with this event as well. We also have Purvis Ford on board. Pahanka Nissan is on board. ForAnything.com is on board. Canine for Warriors is on board. We also got a lot of people that are coming out, like such as Vic Mason from the Some Gave All Ride. We also have Cancun Margaritaville, the restaurant in front of the mall. They're going to give us 15% of the sales during the time of the event as well. So I encourage folks to go out there and eat because they're going to give back to the event as well. We got a lot of different vendors we would like to thank. We just can't list them all right now, but it's everyone coming together, the community, the sheriff's office, our business partners, everyone coming together to make this community, to make this event a success for our veterans. And of course, we got to thank you, Ted, News Talk, and also B101.5.
Ben Shaw is the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. Ben, good morning. Good to have you on the program this morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. What do you do?
I'm very happy to do that. The Virginia Wounded Warrior Program is part of the Virginia Department of Veterans Services. So this is Virginians' taxpayers' money at work.
We are a free resource for all guards, all reservists, all veterans, and their families here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It doesn't matter when you served, how long you served, or when you served, or the nature of your discharge, we'll be very happy to answer your questions and point you in the right direction. We are, for the most part, veterans and veteran spouses in the community dedicated to assisting the 820,000 veterans and their families in Virginia, just pointing them in the right direction and helping them with whatever needs or concerns or struggles they may be having.
820,000, that's a staggering number, Ben.
It is, and the number of veterans in Virginia is expected to rise. I think we're currently fourth in the United States right now, and due to the number of bases in Virginia, people are discharging and they're staying in the area, which is great, and we want to be as positioned as possible to support them as the numbers grow and the needs of veterans who are already out and discharged and working in the communities change and evolve as well.
All right, and we were just talking, the guys here were just talking a few moments ago just about how just the profile of who the wounded warrior is. It wasn't that long ago that they were older, but now, unfortunately, it spans all age groups.
Indeed it does. The longest standing conflict in U.S. history is actually Afghanistan and Iraq wars. It is beat it out. The Vietnam War, which is also a very lengthy conflict. As it stands, there are over 3 million veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, and we continue to make veterans. We continue to recruit, deploy, and discharge veterans. As far as the definition of wounded warrior, we serve all veterans. It doesn't matter if they have any sort of injury or not, but be that as it may, wounded warrior includes a lot of people. Obviously, you can go out, you can get beat up on the battlefield, you can be harmed by an explosion like an IED, or you can be shot or something like that and sustain other physical injuries. Additionally, there are a number of men and women coming back who struggle with these experiences and struggle to reconcile what happened, and that comes in the form of post-traumatic stress disorder, or simply combat stress and readjusting to the civilian environment. Additionally, there's a number of invisible wounds in the form of traumatic brain injuries. And with the number of blast injuries on the rise because of the frequent use of IEDs, there are a number of men and women with TBIs out there, and we want to be as supportive as possible. They have a unique set of needs and a unique set of concerns, and we want to be available to meet them and connect the dots as best we can.
Boy, and Ben, as you go through that list, people who come back, they may look fine on the outside, but you never know about the inside.
You don't, and a lot of times they don't either. It's hard to say who just has a concussion from getting roughed up from an IED and who has a sustained brain injury. Sometimes people aren't getting necessarily fully identified by military medicine, and that's not necessarily anybody's fault, but it happens. And so they get out of the military, and somebody around them, a loved one usually, knows something's different. They don't process through disagreements or conversations, or their thinking isn't as linear. It doesn't matter if that's been diagnosed or not. We'll do what we can to connect them to the right resources to get a diagnosis, and more importantly, to get help and work around whatever limitations they now have discovered they have, and also work with their families to ensure they're supported as well.
Boy, and I'm sure families have to really be appreciative for the services that you and those in your office are able to provide. I mean, it's a lifesaver.
We hope it can be.
Ben Shaw is the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. Major Don Thotis with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. I guess as you were starting to put this program together, Don, Ben was somebody you worked with probably early, right away, and often through the process.
We did, and the way I met him, it was just meant to be. I mean, it was phenomenal. And we hit it off right away as far as what we wanted to do. Ben's one of the guys that doesn't say a lot, but when he does, he says more than enough, obviously. Yeah. But he was an embedded journalist in both conflicts, so he was right out on the forefront. He's the guy that was carrying a camera instead of a weapon. And a lot of the photos and stuff that you see that are being promoted, he actually had taken those pictures. But yeah, he's been a tremendous help, and he's a tremendous asset for the Wounded Warrior Program here in Virginia.
Just, I guess, being on the field and seeing what you've seen, Ben, there's somewhat of an understanding of just what some of these guys are going through.
Well, to be very frank with you, I have multiple perspectives. As a journalist, you don't have tunnel vision because you're not carrying a weapon. You don't have a lane of fire you're responsible for. As a journalist, you're behind a camera lens. You're just looking around and seeing what's out there. And you have an opportunity to observe people in a way you don't necessarily observe if you are a quote-unquote participant in that patrol or that firefight or something. Additionally, though, I'll be honest, I'm a veteran myself. I served in the Marine Corps, so I served in Iraq for three tours. with the infantry in a number of capacities. And I can tell you firsthand that whether you have PTSD or traumatic brain injury or quote-unquote nothing at all, as it were, readjusting to civilian life takes some time. It's challenging. A lot of things, whatever you haven't figured out or worked through, tends to rise to the surface, and you've got to address it. You've got to confront it. Otherwise, you get stuck. And I went through that myself. I struggled getting out. I went through a lot of, did a lot of damage to a lot of relationships. It took some time. So I can certainly relate firsthand to the men and women who, you know, you've done three tours in, say, Afghanistan. You're really adapted to that combat environment and what is what's expected of you and the stressors, and then you come back and everything's different. So I can relate firsthand, and I can certainly share with other veterans and their families what worked for me and what didn't work for me and what I learned through that experience. So this is a personal fight, too.
And one of the things, I guess, that makes it really, when a lot of these veterans come back right away, just trying to find a job can be a challenge, in notwithstanding some of the other issues that they might be having.
It can be. There's a number of reasons for that, and I am by no means an expert on this. You know, you do 10, 20, 30 years in the military. I learned just the other day that a Navy SEAL, you know, retires from the military. He's done all sorts of amazing things and amazing training with the military. He gets out. A lot of colleges and universities in Virginia will award him a whopping 3 credits for that service. So there are efforts through the college and university system to provide better educational credit for military training, military experiences. In addition, there are a number, and that, of course, sets one up for employment. And more direct to employment, there are a number of resources through the Virginia Employment Commission, through the Department of Veteran Services, Virginia Values Veterans, D3 program, that are really working to connect the dots for veterans and go through not only the veterans and help prepare them for the civilian workforce, but also go to civilian employers and say, these are what veterans bring to your company, your agency, and these are the assets, these are why you want to hire them. And standing behind those veterans and behind those employers and making sure they stay supported through that entire hiring and also employment process.
Yeah. Wow. 3 credits. That's an incredible story. Ben Shaw, the regional director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. I guess a program like this that the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is sponsoring on Saturday, and just bringing vendors and information together and just a lot of knowledge for on a lot of different levels.
We are honored that they have done so much legwork, that they have a lot of dogs in this fight. You know, Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, that whole area, Stafford, is replete with veterans. There's tons of them in the community of all races, creeds, and ethics and ages, and all eras of service represented. And this is a community that takes veteran service and veteran support very seriously. And Spotsylvania Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Office has definitely put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and just mobilized. We are very honored to be part of this. We're very flattered. And we are definitely continuing to be dependent upon the community support for our program to get done what we need to get done. So they have my thanks, my hat's off.
If Ben, if someone wants to get in touch with you or find out more about what is offered statewide with the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's several ways. You can go online to the Virginia Department of Veteran Services website. It's really simple. It's dvs.virginia.gov. Just DVS as in Department of Veteran Services. They can call me directly, and I'll point you in the right direction. My phone number is 804-690-3217. They can also email me. It's really simple. It's ben.shaw@dvs.virginia.gov. I'd be very happy to help answer questions. It does not matter if I don't cover your area. You call me anyway, and I'll find someone who does.
And unfortunately, I guess the work that you do and the people that you deal with as we continue to fight in wars, it only increases.
It does. There is a continuous influx of new and younger veterans as many of the older veterans age out. And we're losing a legacy, but we are creating another one. And that is encouraging, actually.
Well, it'll be an honor to meet you, and it'll be an honor to have you in Spotsylvania on Saturday for the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is providing this effort to bring everyone together, and I'm sure events like this, you just mentioned it, about how they've done a lot of legwork to pull this together, and I'm sure it's a good chance for you to get the word out on what's available to state residents.
We are looking for, we'll have multiple staff members. We'll have at least three of us there, and plenty of other people who are very familiar with the program. The Secretary of Defense and Veterans Affairs for Virginia, Secretary Harvey, will also be there, I believe. Looking forward to having him represent the Department of Veterans Services and the Commonwealth of Virginia more broadly. Myself and several of my staff at the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program, we'll be out there running around. Look for the people who are just talking to everybody. That's us.
Ben Shaw, the Regional Director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. Ben, great to talk to you. Thank you. We'll see you on Saturday.
My pleasure.
Major Don Thodis also here this morning with us. First Sergeant Sean Jones. It's the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia Saturday at the Spotsylvania Town Center. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now from Fredericksburg.today online news, Susan Larson.
It's Ted Schubel here. Again, we thank Susan Larson for what she did in keeping this program going for the last month and a half or so. Major Don Thodis here for Sergeant Sean Jones. It's the benefit for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia this Saturday until 4 o'clock. The opening ceremonies, Don, will be about 11:30. Is that going to be inside or outside?
That's inside, Ted. That portion of it's inside, yes.
And you got the opening. There'll be some speeches and some talking, and you'll have color guard, I guess.
We are. We're going to have the honor guard. Actually, like a little procession. We're going to have the procession coming down one of the corridors of the mall. It's actually going to be led by motorcycles inside the mall, believe it or not.
That'll be settle sound interesting.
Yeah, it will be. And at that point in time, once they reach the stage, they present our colors. Of our nation. We'll have the singing of the national anthem. We've got an 11-year-old little girl that was on America, had talent. She'll be singing the national anthem. She'll bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
And then after that, like you said, we'll have some key speakers, and then we'll be off and enjoy the day.
For you, you mentioned that your son in Afghanistan, this is more than, and just the fact that there are 72 veterans in the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, this is more than just any event. There's a personal stake in all of this for a lot of you guys.
Yeah, there is. And that was just it. We had, when we first started talking about putting on this benefit, a lot of enthusiasm within our department, a lot of support. And again, the sheriff himself, you know, having two sons that fought in conflict in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm-hmm. And like I said, currently my son's with the 2nd Battalion of the 75th Ranger Regiment. He's a captain in the U.S. Army, and it comes close to home for all of us.
And again, all proceeds going to the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. That's important, too, in all of this.
Absolutely, it is. We downplay that portion of it, but it is. It's very important.
Go ahead. It's a little
way for us to give back. Like I said earlier, it's a way for us to give back to those who've gave so much to us by going out there and defending our country and so forth, so we can stay here. It's a wonderful opportunity. I encourage people to come out and support it, come out and donate, come out and have fun, come out and have a good time. But let's honor these veterans as well.
Exactly. Honor them. I mean, you're going to learn a ton. I mean, I just a little bit, hearing from Jason earlier with Canines for Warriors, learned a little bit more about that organization and just what happens with the Wounded Warrior Program within the state. Saturday, Spotsylvania Town Center. Will be worth your while, to even if you can only stop by for a little bit. Sean Jones, you've got a couple of events coming up. Something today, this is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and a pinwheel garden is dedicated this afternoon.
That's correct. At 1:30 this afternoon at the Sheriff's Office, the Public Safety Building. Once again, we're going to do the dedication of our pinwheel garden for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Something that's going on nationwide, so we're going to bring awareness and so forth here to Spotsylvania County.
And unfortunately, there have been cases, happens in every locality, and Spotsylvania is not immune, that we hear these cases and we hear these stories, and something like this gives you some information and maybe a little bit of knowledge that if you see something that may not be right, to at least be able to know who to talk to.
That's right. I mean, you can, you know, contact the sheriff's office, talk with your school guidance counselors or social workers. There's a lot of people that are involved with this process.
The Arrive Alive tour is next Saturday at the Walmart in South Point, and that's a great opportunity, especially with prom season, with distracted driving. We hear about that. A lot of good hands-on experience.
A lot of good hands-on experience for kids, a lot of good hands-on experience and information for parents. Actually, Ted, it's going to be next Saturday and Sunday, a two-day event. We want to make sure that all of the kids in our community can take part in this event and participate in this event. I understand yesterday that one of the high schools or a couple of the high schools in the county is having a prom that Saturday. Hopefully they can come out before the prom. If not, they can come out that Sunday to the event. Mm-hmm. It's a worthwhile event. Sheriff Harris puts a lot of time and effort into our community policing and crime prevention activities.
Well, and we all think that, you know, I can eat in the car. I can take that call. I can send that text. I'm just going down Lafayette Boulevard. That car is way in front of me. Let me just quickly write this text. And before you know it, that car in front of you has put on the brakes and you don't notice it.
That's correct, Ted. I mean, the smallest accident can occur with you putting your eyes down, looking right back up. That 1 second, you can have that accident.
And that's some of the stuff that you're going to get to see with Arrive Alive and then, unfortunately, some of the aftermath of that.
That's correct, Ted. But, you know, the whole purpose of the event is to educate kids, make them aware of what's going on so we won't have any victims in our community.
Busy time for you guys. Arrive Alive next Saturday and Sunday. You've got the Pinwheel Garden today, and then again, the big thing on Saturday, the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office honoring the Wounded Warriors at the Spotsylvania Town Center. And again, if you even go out just for a little bit, you're going to want to do that on Saturday.
That's correct, Ted. Even if you can't make it yourself, tell someone else about the event. If you know any veterans in the area that might not have access to the information, let them know, because that event is for them.
Major Don Thotis, First Sergeant Sean Jones, thank you for what both of you do in the community. Thank you for being here this morning. Good stuff.
Ted, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
That is it for Town Talk. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.